This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hi, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas with us today. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry, you know the show well enough to know that when I say it is hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour.
Hour. Hour. Hour.
I don't hurt yourself. Hour. Don't hurt yourself, please. Bar can carry that on for a good 30 seconds. Hour. Yeah. Okay. We get the point.
We get it.
Here, we definitely get it. Yes, we do. But we've got lots of questions to ask about what to expect tonight between the Heat and the Celtics. We certainly have questions to ask about Luka Doncic versus the Warriors, the Mavs and the Warriors, Jason Kidd versus Steve Kerr. I love the coaching matches. Matchups galore in the Final Four of the NBA playoffs. To do that, let's bring in our good friend Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst. Big Perk, what happened, man?
What's up, my good people? What's going on?
Hey,
what's going on?
Before we get started, you were in Oklahoma City long enough to know about the Skirvin Hotel, right?
Yeah, the haunted one.
You have any good? Yeah. You have any? Because the Atlanta Braves were in the one in Milwaukee. Did you ever stay at the one in Milwaukee that's apparently haunted too?
Yeah. You talking? Yeah, the fifth. So
yes.
Let me give you a little story about us, right?
Uh huh.
When I was on the road, when I was like in Boston, and when I was on the other side, not playing with the Oklahoma City Thunder, I made it my duty to make sure that I told the organization that we would not stand at the Skirvin and that we would not stand at the Fiesta Hotel. And when they did, if they did book us at the Fiesta in Milwaukee, I went out and got my own hotel. Because one thing I don't play with is scary movies, haunted hotels and all that. I don't do all that. Like, I don't, that don't sit well with me. And I really, you know, I like to be comfortable, and I would have been staying up all night. So I believe in these stories or whatever the case may be. I never had the experience because I never stayed there.
Have you heard a player tell you? It's like, I heard Derrick Rose won't, like, that's the one hotel in Oklahoma City. He won't have a single. Like, I've got to have a roommate in that hotel.
Yeah, I'll just get another hotel room. See, that solves everything. I don't even want to walk into the hotel. Forget a single or a double bed. I don't want to stay there.
That's why I don't understand why Harry said it too. Why does team? Yeah. Why does team? So the Atlanta Braves are staying in the Pfister, and the power went out. So can you imagine how freaked out everybody got over that? All right, Perry, let's get into it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think we need to invest in a hotel in Milwaukee. Us three, I think we'll make some top money.
Yeah, right, exactly. Buy some property. Let's go. You know you'll definitely get every team to stay there. Kendrick Perkins joining us right now. The conference finals begin, and it begins tonight. Heat and the Celtics. I'm being selfish. I'm already looking past both of these series just for one reason only. It's because I don't have a rooting interest myself personally in either of these four teams. In fact, me as a Knicks guy, the Celtics and Heat, I mean, they both could lose for all I care. Like, I don't want to see either of them win, right? So, but I need a reason.
Right.
So my reason is I want a matchup for the finals that I'm looking forward to, and I'll root for that. And the one I'm rooting for would be Tatum versus Luka Doncic. Am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think that'd be a great matchup?
No. Look, I'm telling you, that would be must-see TV. That's what I'm rooting for. You know why I'm rooting for Tatum versus Luka Doncic? Because I'm looking for the new. Like, I don't want to see the old no more. Like, I'm ready to see these new superstars on the big stage. I'm ready for the new faces of the NBA to be on the big stage. And by the way, you know, my heart always is with the Boston Celtics. Yeah. So anytime I get to see the Celtics in the finals being able to contend for a title, that's everything to me. So that's why I'm looking forward to it. And look, I'm right there with you. I need to see Tatum and Luka. Mm. No disrespect to Steph Curry, but we've seen them so many times. It's time for the new faces.
Mm-hmm. See, I completely agree.
I like it. But I want to talk to you about the Miami Heat, because in their first two rounds of playoff basketball, right, they faced the Hawks, who's not a defensive team. They faced the 76ers, who's not a dominant defensive team. Now they're about to get shockwave. You know how you put those little things on your chest?
Yep.
And get shockwave. Because the Boston Celtics play damn defense, and they happen to do it at the best rate in the NBA. Do you think the Miami Heat are going to be prepared for this, or will it take a game or two for them to get acclimated to the defense of the Celtics?
Let me tell you something. them goons from Dade County, they don't know what they about to get hit with. The police is out, and they about to arrest them in this series. Listen, let me explain something to you. The Boston Celtics, I hadn't seen a team play defense like that since 2008. And you know what happened in 2008. Mm-hmm. The Boston Celtics won. So when you look at their size, their athleticism, their length, everything. Like, I don't know if it's a team in the NBA that has that type of personnel to defend in all areas like the Boston Celtics do. And Jimmy Butler is going to struggle. Even if Marcus Smart don't play, the emergence of Jason Tatum on the defensive side of things is going to be trouble for Jimmy Butler. Just think about this. People can say what they want about Jason Tatum. I watched Jason Tatum guard the hell out of Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. If you can guard Kevin Durant, you can guard anybody.
Mm-hmm. That is something that we certainly have seen. I always talk about, Perk, the pelts on the wall for a young star. You go through a playoff push, and you get a couple of rounds, and you start, all right, I just faced KD, got him on the wall. Now I just beat Giannis. I put him on the wall. Next up, Jimmy Butler. He's on the wall, and then whoever he faced in the finals. Like, for a young star that wants to stake that claim, this is the journey that you have to take. And I just feel like that's why I'd love to see him in the finals and then see him and Luka, because it does feel like, you know, a kind of a changing of the guard. But it is also watching Tatum and his emergence. I mean, going from the invisible game, was it game three, right, where he's just invisible, to like willing, or was it game four? But then willing, game six to me was such a moment to see, as Giannis was trying to say, no, we're winning this game. He made that push late. Jason Tatum answered shot for shot, like as if to say, no. I'm matching everything you're going to do here. And I think that's a special quality that you love to watch. Like when LeBron did what he did against the Pistons all those years ago in 07, where he just went nuts, no matter how much that Pistons team was trying to do, trying to close it out. He just made every shot possible, almost willing his team to win that game. And Tatum was willing his team to get to a game seven in Boston, which, as you know, with that crowd, everybody, the home players always play better in that. So that's what I'm watching for Tatum in this series, is if he can put another pelt on the wall.
And listen to this. Here's to take it a step further. I want y'all to think about this for a second. If Jason Tatum keep doing what he's doing right now, right, and say he leads the Celtics to a championship and win the finals MVP, it will be the greatest individual run in NBA history. Let me explain why. He went through Kevin Durant, who's arguably, you could call, you know, the best player in the NBA. You go through Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, in my opinion, is the best player and most dominant player in the NBA. Now you're going up against the Miami Heat and the Jimmy Butler, okay? The number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And then if you happen to beat the Miami Heat, which I think they will, you get to the finals. Whether it's going against Luka Doncic or Steph Curry, and you defeat either one of those and go on to deliver a championship with a finals MVP, tell me a better individual run that's in the history of the NBA that will be greater than the one that Jason Tatum is about to put off.
If you're going with that, I would say it has to be the Warriors. Because, like, you could say, well, Luka's never been there before. He's kind of a one-man show with that group. That's like a hard-working supporting cast. But if he does it, and then it's Steph Curry, a champion who's got rings on his finger, and Klay Thompson and Draymond. Like, if he does it against the last dynasty we saw in the NBA, that, like, yeah. I think then you could, what you just said, I think then you could put that in writing. I don't know if it's Luka, but I think if you're right, I think if it's Curry and the Warriors, yeah, that'd be some story to tell.
Well, I will tell y'all this, Harry Hahn, I will tell y'all this. Guess what? Both of these series going seven.
Oh, ooh. I like it, though.
Okay.
Both of these series are going seven, in my opinion. People could sleep. Look, I've been sleeping on the Dallas Mavericks for two series now. I picked them to lose against the Utah Jazz. I was wrong. I picked them to lose against the Phoenix Suns. I was wrong. The fact of the matter is that, one, we need to appreciate Luka for who the hell he is. Mm-hmm. And two, like you were saying, Hahn, before I came on, we have to appreciate what the hell Jason Kidd is doing.
Yes.
I mean, he kicked Monty Williams' ass on the coaching side of things when it came down to defensive adjustments. you know, switching up things, things to that nature, taking, you know, making his guys believe after being down 2-0. Jason Kidd is coaching his behind off.
Yeah, he's been special. That clip of him, and you probably love this, Perk, being a defensive guy. That clip of him when he was mic'd up calling out the defense as if he was on the floor, that's one of the great mic'd up clips I've ever seen because it just showed how locked in he was on that whole thing. I mean, that's exactly it. I heard you say it yesterday. I was like cheering to the TV when I heard you bring up how Jason Kidd was just coaching circles around Monty. Monty's a coach of the year. Great guy. Great story. All that stuff. But what Jay Kidd did with him in this series, with what he had and how he used it, was masterful. And so with that in mind, does that give, you said it's a series going seven. Can you see the Mavericks beating the Warriors in a seven-game series because of what you just said about Jason Kidd?
You know what? Because I want the Mavericks to win, I'm going to pick Golden State. So because every team I did pick against the Dallas Mavericks, they didn't beat them. So since I want Dallas to win, I'm going to say no, I'm going with Golden State.
I love it. Now, Perk, I got to ask you, because this is something I don't think a lot of people are looking into, right? When you look at the Miami Heat, Kyle Lowry, a guy who's an NBA champion, a pet bull, a guy that can help anchor a team and help them win a championship and get to where they need to be. Him being out with that hamstring injury, and then you have their backup point guard, Gabe Vincent, have hamstring injuries as well. That's not good for the Miami Heat, especially if Marcus Smart is out there playing. The backup point guard position and point guard play for the Miami Heat, is that something to pay attention to in this series?
No, it's really not. It's really not. You know why? Because you got Eric Spoelstra. And one thing you can't ever doubt is him. Like, the Miami Heat team, Harry, when I think about it, the depth, just think about this for a second. Victor Oladipo didn't play 1 minute in the first round. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, he played meaningful minutes in the second round and actually helped them win games to help them win the series against the 76ers.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Duncan Robinson played in the first round and had some great games to help them get past the Hawks and didn't see a minute on the floor of the second round. Like, that just goes to show you the depth that they have. And so with that being said, I know Kyle Lowry is vital and the key piece, but they still have enough, and the Celtics shouldn't look too deep into that because they have enough, and Eric Spoelstra, he will throw the kitchen sink at you. Mm-hmm. Like today, I'm supposed to go on NBA Today in about 45 minutes, and they're asking me, hey, what is Eric Spoelstra going to do? And I'm like, I don't know what Eric Spoelstra going to do. We might see a 3-2 zone, a boxing one, a 1-2-2 full-court press. We don't know what we'll see out of Eric Spoelstra. So I understand the value of having the bodies to, Kyle Lowry and Gabe Vincent, but Eric Spoelstra, man, when it comes to making those adjustments and using what he have to get it done, he's probably the best outside of, you know, Ty Lue and Jay Kidd as far as making adjustments to get it done with different bodies.
All right, well, you heard what he said. He's 45 minutes. He'll be on NBA Live. He'll be talking more about this stuff. Perk, always great to have you on. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Kendrick Perkins again, ESPN NBA analyst. And he wants to see it too. Changing of the guard, new faces in the NBA Finals. Can we get a Tatum versus Luka final? Well, first, we've got to have a series in the conference finals. Perk believes both are going 7. What we also have tonight, besides Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, where you can see and hear on ESPN and ESPN Radio, we also have the NBA Lottery on ESPN at 8 p.m. So coming up, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, in 10 seconds, I begin simming the lottery. I'm going to hit sim lottery and see who wins it. And, of course, how far down did the Knicks fall? You know how it goes. We'll do that in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Ow!
Oh, boy, stop it.
The Boston Celtics win in Game 7 and find themselves now in the Eastern Conference Finals Tuesday night against the Miami Heat.
Just looking forward to it, you know, excited being back in this position and, you know, trying to get over this hump.
It is the nightmare of every hooper, every squad. But for it to happen in a Game 7, like, we have off nights. We have bad nights. I can be touched by that. But in a Game 7?
Even before the Game 1, you know, nobody picked us. So it was motivational for us.
Hi, it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas in today. You heard that, though. I mean, they're still stunned in Phoenix after that. Before I get to the lottery and seeing, we're going to hit sim lottery on tankathon.com and see who wins it. We'll do a couple of times this hour before we call it a day. But, Harry, like, I can't even think of an equivalent. When you consider the Game 7, like the moment, getting, you're down 46 at home. Can you think of NFL equivalent to that? It's got to be, like, an NFC or AFC championship game where you're the home team and the favorite. I cannot even put this to words how it would equate in NFL terms.
That was the skunk rule times two, right?
Damn.
Not just one skunk rule, but the second skunk rule. Like skunk rule times two.
Honestly, that would have been like the Rams losing to the Niners in the conference championship game at home.
By 30.
Yeah, and like it was already like 30-0 at the half.
Yes.
Like that's all I could, and just the no-show factor.
But in
was
front
so
of all of
shocking.
The stars yeah. that was at the game, too.
No, you see Kelsey was there?
All of the stars that was at the game, they were in yeah. shock.
By the way, speaking of stars at games, did you notice who was at Game 7 of the Rangers-Penguins series on Sunday?
You?
No.
Who?
Donovan Mitchell.
Oh.
Yeah? Kind of getting a feel for what the Garden might sound like
Ooh.
In a big spot. What do you think of that? No.
That would be good. That would be good.
Well, you need some. Yes.
Anticipation.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, he was, you know, he's normally seen at a lot of Mets games because he's got that connection with the family. His dad worked for the Mets for many years. But it was kind of cool to see him, like, at the Garden. You know, let me see what this feels like. What does the Garden sound like with a home Ooh. Team is winning? Oh, Ooh. Overtime. Maybe get you a little excited. Here's why I bring this up. Because as we have the lottery tonight, the Knicks have the 11th spot, right, in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
There's like very little chance to move. 2%
Stop
chance.
Saying that. Could you stop saying that?
But it's
okay.
It's 2%.
Didn't I send you a tweet? If you're in the dance, you have a chance. You don't remember me saying that to you? If you're in the dance, you have a chance.
You did say that. But all right, I'm going to hit sim lottery first. This is the first. I'll do several of these for the rest of the hour. Cool. So tankathon.com, they love to mess with me, but they have this. It's hard to resist. You know, it'd be calling me. I try to say no, but it'd be
okay.
calling me.
Okay, Pookie.
So I'm going to hit sim lottery. Let's see. So Houston has the best. Houston, Orlando, Detroit, top three. They have the best chance to get the number one pick, 14%. So let's see who wins this time. And Orlando. Ooh. Yeah. Orlando. Sacramento moves all the way up from 5 to 2. Oklahoma City drops to 3. Then it's Washington, Houston, Detroit, Indiana, Portland, the Laker pick that goes to the Pelicans, the Spurs, and then the Knicks at 11. So they don't move. All right.
So hit it one more time.
No. One more?
Yeah, just hit it one more time. Let me see what it does. Just hit it one more time.
Woo!
Here we go.
The Laker pick goes to number one. The Pelicans get the number one pick in the draft if this happens. They had a 6% chance.
Wow. See? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yo, if you're a Lakers fan and that happens,
what?
Meanwhile, the Knicks stay at 11. I bring this up for this reason. We'll do more Sims throughout. I think Harry likes this.
I do.
I bring this up for this reason. This is going to sound crazy because the lottery hasn't happened yet. The draft is still all the way at June 23rd. This is a year I don't think the Knicks make the pick. People are going to ask me over and over again, who should they take? Who are they going to draft? And then we'll hear all the jokes because I've done them. Well, whoever they take, the guy before is going to be an all-star. The guy after is going to be an all-star. Like, it's just, you know, how it goes, right? They'll always just miss the guy they want, and they'll miss on a guy who becomes a superstar. That's just history. But, Harry, let's say, brought up Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the year, if you're going to trade that pick, and it's a very valuable pick at 11, this might be the year to do it and try to make an aggressive move to get another star in here. There's a lot of rumors about different players who aren't really thrilled with where they are. Do you think it's crazy in this draft to be more willing to trade away a lottery pick to get a player that can help you now? Because I think this is the year to do it. They've made four straight top 10 picks.
I don't think it's
crazy.
And
two of them aren't on a team anymore.
So, I don't think it's crazy because you would be trading for a proven player.
You hope you will. You hope you will.
Well, I will hope by now, like, they will.
So hurtful.
I will hope by now they will be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it is. That's at least where my head's
at.
But
here's the thing. This is where it gets even dicier, though.
What's that?
If they move into the top eight, I think it's even better that they can send that pick off to someone else.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, the odds of that, they have no chance to move into the top eight.
They don't have no chance?
No, it's basically.
But they have a 2% chance to get the number one pick?
Because it's a different kind of math. In fact, their greatest chance is to stay put, 77.6%. All right? There's a 0% chance, so there's no way they go 5 to 10. The only jump they can do is 1 through 4.
Okay, so what if they go 1 through 4? That's even better.
2.8, 2.4, 2.2, 2.8.
I like to think in a positive light, like a positive way.
You understand they have a greater chance to drop to 12 or 13 than they do 1 through 4, right?
So what?
Yeah.
Rich Strike just won the Kentucky Derby.
So this is the year. Is that what you're saying?
Epic Center, everyone thought he was going to win it. Rich Strike just won the Kentucky Derby. Right. If you're in the dance, you have a chance.
I love your attitude. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Should the Knicks trade the pick? They haven't even had the lottery yet, but I'm already saying it. And also, news on Jacob DeGrom. Is it good? That depends. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn with Harry Douglas, ESPN Radio.
It's just business.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Harry Douglasson with us today. By the way, we want you to tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. Why? Because it brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. It's presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your calls. We'll get to them. But the Mets announced on Tuesday, that's today, that an MRI on Jacob DeGrom's right shoulder blade revealed continued healing of a stress reaction that has him sidelined all season. So the statement says that they're going to continue to build distance and velocity in his throwing program and that there'll be an update on his progress when appropriate. The sense is, though, that, remember, he's on the 60-day IL. The sense is, Harry, that we might not see him until June, and then you see him, it's going to be a couple of minor league stints to kind of ramp himself up. So is he a second half of the year kind of player for them? Well, remember, in the first half last year, he was unhittable, dominant. And then, obviously, they had to shut him down when he had the elbow issue in July. Now, they're rolling along. They're doing fine. They have Max Scherzer and everything. But you gotta be concerned about DeGrom and really when you'll see him, what you'll get out of him when you see him. And if you're Jacob DeGrom, by the way, how much do you really want to give to a team that you probably are going to opt out and walk into free agency? So I like my question is, if you, like Harry, if you're Jacob DeGrom, all right, so he's got an opt out. He saw them give the bag to Lindor, the bag to Scherzer.
Scherzer, yep.
And he's kind of looking around like, nobody took care of me. What are you doing? Are you rushing back? Or are you saying to yourself, I'm going to ease my way back into this thing?
Well, I'll say it depends on how long it'll take him to get back 100%. And I will say this right
why
now.
Rush? Why rush? He's been through some injuries
exactly
over the last now year. And if I'm him, he knows that his shelf life is getting shorter and he needs to get himself a big contract. I'd take this as slowly as I could if I were him.
But here's the thing. If the Mets, I know it's still early, but the way they're playing, it looks like they're going to make the playoffs. But then again, we thought that last year. And
you're right.
Then,
and they fell off the
exactly.
completely off the cliff. Right.
If it gets to a time where you're around the corner from the playoffs, and what's one of the most important things about playoff baseball?
Pitching.
Yep. Right? And that's where he can be the most valuable to the Mets, not only for the Mets organization, but Jacob DeGrom. Okay, I've came back. I've gave this showing, even though he doesn't need it because he's DeGrom and he's a pitcher and every team needs pitching. But if he can put on a outstanding performance pitching wise, and let's just say the Mets go to the World Series, it's going to make it that much better.
Oh, I mean, obviously that's the other part of it too. But I'll just leave it here. It's like, again, it's the injury. You got to watch it. But, you know, this expectation that it's a given he's going to stay with the Mets. I don't know if it's a given. They've thrown a lot of money around. They haven't thrown it to him.
Yeah.
So it's certainly a situation to watch. And you know, whether or not he takes his time coming back is also a situation to watch.
But I will say this, though.
Yep.
You look at the injury history. I mean, the Mets have, you can say that it's justified, though, too.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The injury? It's a weird injury for a pitcher? Like, how did that happen? That didn't happen throwing a baseball. I'm sorry. That did not happen throwing a baseball, and nobody's talking about that either. Tonight we have the NBA Draft Lottery along with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. You can watch both on ESPN beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can hear the game on ESPN Radio as well. And I just threw out something that I wondered people that we did a sim lottery. You want to do another one?
Yes.
All right, let's sim another lottery. We go to Tankathon, our good friends there. Let's reset it. We reset the sim. Now we're back. All right, Houston back in its number one spot. Houston, Orlando, Detroit. The Knicks at 11. Let's hit it again. Sim lottery. And the Pacers win this one all the way up from 4.
Jeez.
Orlando, Detroit. The Clipper pick jumps from 8 to 4. They get a top 4 pick, but it's not the Clippers. It's the Thunder get that pick. Remember the Paul George trade. Houston, Oklahoma City. So the Oklahoma City would have the 4th and the 6th picks. That's pretty good. Portland, Sacramento, Laker pick drops to 9. That goes to the Pelicans. Oh, and the Knicks pick drops from 11 to 12.
Damn it. Hit it again, huh?
Don't like this one. No, before that, let's take a call. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn. Come on, Mo.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, bud?
I know you were talking about a potential Donovan Mitchell trade, but I was wondering, what if you swap Julius Randle for Kyrie Irving? I mean, the Knicks would have some time to develop the younger players still, and Kyrie will play, you know, like enough games that they can still be competitive and fun to watch and fast paced.
You know what? I don't know.
The funny thing about that is that
I appreciate you, but if you think the Knicks are trading for Kyrie Irving,
give him the gas face.
This is funny. The same guy who didn't pick the Knicks over the Nets when he had an opportunity to. Because I still can't believe why these two guys did not go to the New York Knicks, the Mecca.
That is, well, it's another story altogether. All right, fine. Now I need to do another sim just to feel better after that call. Reset, and here we go.
Do it again.
The lottery. Nothing.
Hit the button.
Houston wins it. They stay at number one. Mm. Boring. Knicks stay at 11. Boring. That one sucked. We got to do better. All right, more your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. I say this is the year the Knicks don't make the pick. This is the year they're going to trade it because they're trying to get better now, and they are going to try to get a star. And I just have that feeling. My spidey senses, Harry, are telling me that I have a feeling this pick is up for grabs. Who wants it, and who can they get for it? We'll continue with your calls. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Harry Douglas in with us today. Alan Han, Harry Douglas, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We'll get back to your calls. I know the Knicks have traded their draft picks in the past year, but they were doing it to move around, maneuver. I'm saying the 11 pick, which, want to do another sim?
Harry, let's do it. Right, let's do another sim, these sims, baby.
I hated the last sim. It was terrible, so we need a good one.
Made you throw up.
So we sim it, and Sacramento wins, moving up from 6 in the latest sim we just did. Hmm. Portland moves to number 2 from 4.
That's big.
Oh, Detroit, poor Bart's team, de trois pistons. They fall from number 1 to number 4. Painful. That
Pistons?
Would be, yes. Yeah, I call them the de trois pistons. Where would the Knicks? The Knicks are stay at 11.
Let's
do this is what I'm saying. Wow. This is why I'm saying.
I see what you're going. I see
11,
what you got now.
Ain't gonna get you. You're not 11. Jeez. It's just if you can get a star. You know, Donovan Mitchell was at the Rangers game 7. I'm just throwing it out there. He was at the Garden to feel the building shake when Artemi Panarin scored in overtime. And he's like, you know, there's got to be a little. Come on, Harry, you're going to tell me, you as an athlete, you're going to tell me that you don't think that for a second he was part of that madness in the building, on his way out of the building, and there wasn't a little part of him was like, I can get with this.
Of course.
Had to be, right? He's from New York.
Of course.
That's home for him.
Of course. But here's the thing. This is the question I want to ask you, Han.
What?
If this draft lottery goes down tonight, which is at 8 p.m., right?
8 p.m., that's right. ESPN.
On ESPN.
Yes.
Got to mention the network.
Yep.
The best out there.
Mm-hmm.
We both work for them.
Yes, we do.
And just let's just say that 2% chance the Knicks do get the number one pick. What is my compensation?
Wow.
I got to ask you because I'm believing when so many other people are believing it.
World Wide West is on the dais, man. If they win it, I think he gets a statue outside the. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how many different people have been on that dais? I mean, Walt Clyde Frazier, that poor man, was on that dais, and he had to make that. They caught him. It was a meme. You know, he had a sad face on because they dropped.
I shouldn't pay for another meal ever when I come to New York.
If the Knicks somehow 2% win this lottery, World Wide West should get a statue.
Yes.
He should get a statue. And we should celebrate him as one of the all-time greats.
Yes.
We continue. We're back in 10 seconds. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han.
Spartan Han. Alan
I'm
Han.
I'm dancing.
Harry Douglas with
I'm
us
dancing.
Today. Yes, you are. ESPN Radio. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tonight, we have game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat host the Celtics. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Our good friend Monica McNutt, part of the radio coverage.
Love Monica.
Yeah. Little programming note, by the way, Harry. I will be part of the Western Conference coverage.
What?
Yeah, in the studio. Looking forward to
I like that.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Kevin Winter tonight. He's going to do the East. And I'm going to do the West, so I'm going to hang out with Kevin tonight, see how it's done. And then
you don't want to do that.
No.
But check this out, though, Han. Okay.
Hang out with him in work. Don't let it leave the building.
I watched you faithfully when you were doing Get Up and whatnot, and you did a phenomenal job, my friend.
Thank you.
I like seeing you in those spaces as well.
Seeing me in those spaces.
You did a phenomenal job.
It's been great, and I've been appreciative of all the opportunities. But, again, the NBA playoffs, it's like all hands on deck, and it's been so much fun. Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Harry, do you remember when the Rams were playing the Niners and they decided that they were only going to sell tickets to certain area codes?
Yeah.
Right? They didn't want to, because Niners fans travel so well, and they didn't want their building to be overrun by 49ers fans for a playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, apparently the Carolina Hurricanes are trying this same thing. Because if you ever go to a Rangers, and they've never played in the playoffs against each other, but if you ever go to a Rangers-Canes game, which I have, in Carolina, it is like 90% Ranger fans because there's so many transplants from New York that live down in North Carolina and work down in North Carolina. So the Hurricanes have a what they call a restricted sales area policy for game one for the playoffs. So the website basically is like anybody that's trying to finalize purchase of tickets for any game at their arena, the PNC Arena in Raleigh, you have to, it says, restricted to residents of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Southern Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
It's based on credit card billing address. Orders by residents outside North Carolina, South Carolina, and Southern Virginia will be canceled without notice, and refunds will be given.
So you're saying I wouldn't be able to get a ticket?
Unless you know somebody with a credit card in those areas.
Oh, that's a good point.
But see, if you want, I can reach out to McNutt, because her family's from the DMV. And I can see if maybe, you know, but like, we also have friends that live down there. Who in New York doesn't have a friend that lives in North Carolina that you could just call up and say, buy these tickets for me, I'll Venmo you, and then we're all set.
Whose decision was that? Because if it wasn't the owner's decision, I don't think that's good for business.
It's completely the team. It's definitely the team.
Because if it wasn't the owner's decision,
it's,
that might be bad for business.
I this is tremendous. Now, how did it work out for the Rams, if you think about it, in the NFC Championship? It worked out pretty good, right?
I mean, but you still seen 49er fans in there.
I mean, you saw some. Well, because what were people in L.A. doing that people in North Carolina should do? Buy the tickets and what? Sell them.
Resell them.
Exactly. So that's what that's about. But I just like, is that lame or is that good business? That's
well, I don't think it's good business. I think it's good for the home team.
It's just business.
Tonight we have the lottery. Let's do another sim.
Let's do
the draft
it
right lottery now. Tonight, right before we have the game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Sim time, let's go. We reset.
By the way, I'm going to say it again, and you ignored it. If the Knicks tonight happen to get the number one pick overall.
I did not ignore it.
I'm not paying for another meal in New York ever. And Knicks fans better
I'll tell you what, Harry,
too.
Harry, I make you a promise. If the Knicks win the lottery tonight, every time you're in New York and I'm with you, you will never pay for a meal. Deal?
Hun, I see you a lot in New York. Like, I don't have to be with you. All I have to do is see you.
You're
see
just going to you're gonna be like, oh, I just ate, but let's go out again. Like,
I'm hungry, hon.
Sim the lottery. Sacramento wins again. They move up from 6-1. That's the second time Sacramento has won in our Sims.
Maybe that's a sign.
And let's see how else it goes. So Detroit, the number one pick drops to 2. That's not so bad. Orlando drops from 2 to 3. That's not so bad. Oklahoma City stays at 4. So nobody gets hurt, and the Knicks stay at 11. Boring. Let's go back to the calls. Junior's in Mount Vernon. What do you got for me, Junior?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. Your thoughts on the Knicks getting Zach LaVine and open up pretty much the roster, except for Barrett, and trying to get Donovan Mitchell?
Barrett's going to have to be part of a Donovan Mitchell trade. As much as I hate to say it, like, if you're the Jazz, how could you possibly trade him and not get R.J. Barrett back? You'd have to get him back. It's got to hurt. It's going to hurt. But that's the reality of a decision that you have to say, would you do it or would you not do it? It's as simple as that.
That's a dicey one, though.
I know. It's not. Of course that's not
that's
easy.
That's a dicey one.
Yeah. That's
because I love the upside of R.J. Barrett.
What are you giving R.J.? Because he's due a max of 4 years and 180 – 5 years, $180 million. You giving him that? Are you ready to give him $180 million max?
I got to see more. I need one more year of that. See more.
Good luck telling him that going into a season now where he can go into a restricted free agency.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a difficult decision to make. There's no question about
yesterday
that.
Yesterday, he came into the NBA. Like, time moves fast.
Right?
He didn't wait till no one.
Well, Zion, too. You got to give him the money. Ronnie's in L.A. What's up, Ronnie?
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yo, I'm here.
What's happening?
Hey, first of all, I want to say that picture you posted, that's a problem. Jay Will was supposed to join you. He didn't join you. I think he heard about that.
Harry, secondly, did you post that?
Luka Doncic, what he did on Sunday, I've never seen before. He took an interview 15 minutes before the game, and his first shot, he stared at whoever that was.
Staring guys
down. And he did that the whole three quarters he was in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that series against the Golden State and Denver, that's going to be a problem. I think Golden State has definitely got the experience.
I'll tell you what.
But
Ronnie, I'll tell you what. And it's obviously Dallas. That's what you meant, not Denver. But that's why I love this conference finals matchup for both sides of it. I think it's going to be compelling. You got it tonight. One more sim, Harry. One more. Here we go. We got the draft lottery tonight. Damn. Oklahoma City.
Where are the Knicks at? What spot?
They dropped to 12. Bad omen. What happens? 8 o'clock tonight, the lottery. And then you have Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals, right after that at 8:30. I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you, Harry.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.